Okay, continuing Shulchan Aruch Siman Chaf Aleph and Hilchos Tzitzis, we are up to Sif Gimel. Mutar likanes betzitzis leves hakiseh. You are allowed to enter the bathroom while wearing tzitzis. The Rama points out a kol shkein lishkav bahen. You're allowed to go to sleep in them. Deshari it's mutar v'yeshikasvu shenagu shle lishkav betalas sheish betzitzis. One should not go to sleep in a talis that has tzitzis gam shle litne lekayves and yehud lechabes. Don't even give it to a non-Jewish dry cleaner. V'akol shlo yehei mitzvahs bezuyis lo. The whole theme here is that mitzvah should not be bezuyis love, and therefore take care of it. Ach noigin lahakol lishkav bahen. The minig is to be makel to sleep in them. When the Shulchan Aruch says mutter to go to the bathroom, he means with your talis katan. Avol elu talisa shel mitzvah, our talis shem yuchadin l'rak l'spal behen. It's there just as a beged for davening. It's not proper to go to the bathroom with them. Ach lahashtin behen mutter, but to urinate would be mutter without going into a real beis hakiseh. That's a discussion we had previously if our bathrooms are considered a beis hakiseh or not. The minhag is to not wear your talis even for urinating when you're going to a public restroom. On Yom Kippur, when you're going to the bathroom and you're wearing a kittel, tzarech sheyiv shayt hakittel kibin shebeged zem yuchirach l'espalo. This beged is for tefillah, and the minhag is to remove a kittel before going to the bathroom as well. There's a shayla regarding urinating, just miraglayim, and if our bathrooms have a basic kiseh, but the general minhag is to remove a kittel and a talis for tefillah before going to the bathroom. Then the Rama says there were those that were machmir not to lay down, not to go to sleep in a talis. A kiseh arizal kasa la pisach yishush ko belayla betalis katan. A person should wear a talis katan even at night. This is the minhag arizal. And then the Rama said not to give it to a dry cleaner sheni yehudi. A talis and matzitzis elamater tzitzis vayka kaifson. Remove the tzitzis strings and then let him wash it. So the Pesukim discussed this, talking about ancient style laundromats where the nachri will be touching it and moving it around. But today, dry cleaning industry is much better. So there are different reasons why people are makel. Again, the truth is it's only a rak, you know, yesh linhoig, all based on bizui mitzvah. And there's a very strong argument to say there's no bizui mitzvah by giving your talis to a dry cleaner who will just clean it and give it back to you. So that's why most people never heard of this halacha. Now, lishka behen v'chenit in the kodves en yehudi miyo yesh machmir b'ze sheyasa kanal. Again, so he says the minhag is to be meiko, but there are those that were machmir. But as I said, some argue and say that this wouldn't apply the way in the industry today. Shulchan Aruch Sif Dalet yesh li zark sh'adam levish talis le'yigro b'tzitziyos. A person should not drag his tzitzis on the floor, so you have to be careful to when you sit with your talus, to make sure you're not dragging it on the floor. The Mishabura says yesh mafarshim atamishim biza mitzvah. Some say it's a biza mitzvah to drag it on the floor. V'oid ki karav shi yipasu v'lechinag biyem v'yitchivim b'chagare. Also, there's a concern that it might become pasul. People will step on it, and therefore it's better to tuck it into your belt or just make sure you get the proper size. That'll be the best way to do it. Shulchan Aruch Sif Chaf Beis. Kana talis also by tzitzin varech shechiyanu. You purchase a talis and you make tzitzis with it. Varech shechiyanu, you make a bracha of shechiyanu. Deloy gara mi kelim chadashim. It's not worse than kelim chadashim ba'ainu kelim. The Rama says v'meloy birech b'shas hasiya. This is a general halacha. If you didn't make a bracha b'shas hasiya, still mevarech b'shas itafrishon. You could make the bracha during when you first put it on. That would be an appropriate time to make the bracha of shechiyanu. So without going into all the halachas of shechiyanu, we're just going to see what's negeir for tzitzis. And we'll return to this at the end of Chilik Beis in Mishabura, where he talks about the halachas of Shechiyano. So Kana Talis, the Mishabura, in Lahakshas to Akelim Chadash, and Tzar Levarach B'Shas Kinyan, sounds like you make a bracha when you make the Talis, yet by other things, when you buy a new suit, you make a bracha b'shas kini. V'lama kasev asa by tzitzis. The yeshlamer davke shekoyin a beged shurai lovosh k'mayshu az mevarach miyai. What if you bought a beged from your Judaica store? Then you make a bracha right away. Avam kana beged lasim and a mabushim az lo yivarech afil la'achas shenikma rak b'shas levisha davke. Devidin sham yuchedes need a specific time when it's ready. Oy kinyan, oy levisha, but not when it's still unfinished yet. V'achala in a royal love should take if that light tzar lachat by tzitzis. When you bought a baguette without strings, it's not ready to be worn. You need tzitzis. Alkein in a yachal levarich love b'shas kinyan. Uchadei latzis gam kein das a servant the tzar levarich shayno al siyas mitzvah pam rishayno. There are those that hold every time you do a mitzvah the first time with this baguette, you would make a shechiyanu. So alkein yivarich b'shas a siyas a tzitzis v'lo yamtun al levisha. Don't wait until Levisha. I'm sorry, I said it incorrectly. There are those that hold you make a shechino on the asiyas and mitzvah of making the mitzvah. Let's assume making tzitzis is itself a mitzvah. Therefore, there's another reason why you would want to make the brach of shechino when you make the tzitzis. Now, the Loigara, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ava in levar shechino al mitzvah came into in a bum is man lezman." We don't make the bracha of shechino on this mitzvah. This is a classic machlokes found in the Tshuvas HaRashba. There's a Tosfos. This is brought down by the Gra and other poskim in Hilchos Bris Milah. Do you make the shechino on a Bris Milah? The Grunics, some Chaim Berliners, others will make a shechino by a Bris Milah. Others say no, it's not a bum is man lezman. It's a nice mitzvah, but you don't make a shechino on a Bris Milah. So in that sugya, this would also be negev. When a person, when you put on the towels for the first time, do you make a shechianu? So the Mishnah Berurah says you wouldn't make the bracha because it's not ba mizman lezman. Lefizem also tzitzis vegeshel mikvar, af shlohei batzitzis me'orlim, ain't tzor levarach shechianu. You don't make a shechianu on putting strings on an old beged. Hu adinam also tfil na'atzma, ain't levarach shechianu. First you make the bracha of the sateif, that's found in the Prima Gadim and the Derech HaChaim. That's what we do. First you make the bracha, you find it by Pidyon HaBen as well, Simon Shenhei. First you make the bracha on the mitzvah, and then you make the shechiyonu. So halach l'maisa, when it comes to the shechiyonu on a talis, so if a person has simcha in a new talis, they don't purchase a talis too often, there's a simcha on the board of the talis, then they make a shechiyonu on the talis itself, and that would cover them for making the bracha on the mitzvah. But if it's just a regular talis cut, or if it's going to go many tasim over the year, so it would not make a shechiyonu on the new beged. And we paskin again, unless you go with the gra, that even the first time, say someone just carrying and putting on talis, so according to gra, after shema, a shechi, just the very fact they're doing mitzvah, first of all, doing mitzvah, not like now, but for other people, it's positive. If it's a new super, then they make shechiyonu on it all year round, so then yeah, make a bracha on the talis. But if not, so then you run into the question of that this would not be a shechino. It's not giving you such a great simcha. You buy a talis a few times a year, or a talis katan, so then you would not make a bracha. But I think most people, a talis gadol is considered chashuv. They buy it, you know, only once in a while, and they would indeed make a shechino on that.